Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatment to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 40% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wake up, Atlanta. This is the Morning Shift. I'm Squidbilly Bo Morgan. He's the All-American National Champion, former Atlanta Falcon. Michael, don't ask him what the P stands for. Johnson.
Ayo.
Dylan's around here somewhere, running around with like a chicken with his head cut off, and we got Day-Day on the ones and twos back there at the moment.
Hey, Day-Day's ready to shoot up tonight. I noticed that just early. He's ready to go.
Did you say shoot up?
No, he's ready to suit up, man.
He's ready.
He's ready to hit lead off.
I was like, man, they're not that kind of show, Michael.
Hey, he might be in the two hole, man. He's got the jersey on. He's got the world champion jersey on.
Yeah, almost. Love it, man. I think it has the gold trim on the letters too. I mean, that's World Series bound right there.
Hey, man, that's what I'm talking about,
dude.
That's a well-made shirt too. That ain't no screen print. Like that's straight up threads.
It is a hell of a sports day.
Let's go.
Because yes. The MLB might have opened the season like last Tuesday in Japan or whatever with the Dodgers and the Cubs, but opening day in Atlanta is today, not in the city, but for the city as our Braves take on the Padres this afternoon. I believe first pitch is at 4:39 this afternoon.
4:05 maybe?
No, I think it's 4:39. I mean, you can double check. I mean, you know, let's I said it to you to check me, not to guess more time on. And then Sweet 16's tonight, right? Got a couple of number one seeds playing. I know Florida plays tonight against Maryland out in San Francisco. More West Coast action. That'll be like a 4:30 game. But
we're both wrong, Bo. It's 4:10.
There we go.
4:10.
Like, all right, 4:10. You know what I think it is? I think Florida's tip is 7:39 tonight, and I think I got my that's 4:39 West Coast. But anyways, I don't want to give out more wrong information. I'll sound like other people on the radio station. But anyways, we got that, and we got Sweet 16. There's some transactional things that happen with the Falcons, but these are the days that we live for. That when I wake up, I'm like, man, there's so much to talk about. How are we going to spread it out in a mere 3 hours? Because you got other days where you're going, I got to stretch this because there's not a lot going on.
Yeah.
And you really can get yourself off in the weeds. But today's the day we got to kind of stay on point, Michael, because we have so much to go through.
Yeah, we do. And, I was talking to one of my buddies the other day, and he's like, man, I just wish, like, the NIT would just take over this lull in the middle of the week, you know what I mean? Or the college basketball invitational or whatever it may be, because you go through the 4 days – of the men's tournament last weekend, and you get to Monday and the women's games are on. There's no really compelling storylines with that organically.
Especially
that is.
Not with Juju going
right.
down.
Right, and so that's what I mean organically. Like, to start off with, there's no really compelling storylines of the women's tournament. The women's tournament's one of those tournaments that it feels like the favorites always win. So not a lot of eyeballs on that this year. And so you look at it and you're like, man, these other postseason tournaments, you almost wish would fill in the blanks, because it does. Like, you're kind of – and you guys know I'm a wagerer, man. I pulled off an incredible comeback last week, by the way, ding. But it's almost like you're itching your neck. Like, give me that opening day, man. Give me that March Madness. And look, man, it's a beautiful thing. And so I agree with you. We're going to talk about a couple of the Atlanta Falcons transactional notes throughout the show. But the highlights of today will be – opening day with the Atlanta Braves. Got a lot of cuts. Alex Anthopoulos was on the station last night visiting with John Fricke.
Yeah, he gave John Fricke his flowers last night. I love it. He basically at that one point in the interview was just, you know, John's the first one that'll tell you that he's been doing this for 40 plus years. And yep. He's been all over the country doing this. But, you know, he's been on this radio station even when he part-time as one of the early birds at the radio station. And so he's been on the airwaves. And, you know, it's great because Alex Anthopoulos is driving around listening to our station, driving around listening to John Fricke. And that's how Fricke got him. He wanted to come on and join John and talk some baseball with him. So we got some stuff from that we'll play later. And, you know, Chipper Jones was on the station yesterday with the Steakhouse. We're going to get to some of that. I think John Smoltz joined Dukes and Bell at some point in the show. So all these guys are either
ramping up,
like directly affiliated with the organization right now, or Hall of Fame players that are. I mean, John Smoltz is calls World Series games.
Yeah,
I mean, he's the best announcer in baseball as far as analysts go.
And analysts. And Alex Anthopoulos.
I got you,
Alex Anthopoulos. You just jump started yourself though. You know what I mean? You're like analyst.
Yeah, well, at least I had to
pause.
Beat you to the
give
punch.
Give us a pause.
I had to
give
beat
us a one count.
Nah,
you know
man.
What I mean?
Quick trigger.
Anyways, I thought some of the comments that Alex Anthopoulos made last night to John Fricke were really interesting, and we'll get into that. About a conversation he had in the training room with Yerkes and Profar, I thought that was just incredible to hear. A lot of good cuts, honestly, coming from that interview last night, so we'll talk about a little bit of that as well. Shout out to, what is it, Michigan State, Ole Miss, and, you know, most of the Auburn fans probably already live here, but that are in town for the regional, for the Sweet 16. So that'll be fun to kind of keep track of over the next couple of days as those teams kind of kick it, those fan bases kind of kick it around Atlanta. And also shout out to them for, and we're going to get into this coming up at the 640 segment. Shout out to Atlanta for actually using a basketball court for this. I was looking at the Lucas Oil Stadium stuff up in Indianapolis. Like, really? For the Sweet 16? Like, and I know, and I think Lucas Oil is actually hosting the Final Four next year. So, but I got a gripe with that. I don't like seeing that in the Sweet 16. But nonetheless, man, I did want to ask you. Dan Hurley comes out. I know you went in on Dan Hurley earlier in the week, and I can't remember the name of his SID.
I think it's like Bob Mullen or something like that.
Bobby Mullen. Yeah, I think you're right on that.
Bobby. Yeah,
they both
Bobby.
Came out and independently kind of apologized. Bobby Mullen, more of an apology. What did you think of Dan Hurley? Did you hear any of his words?
I have not heard Dan Hurley's apology.
Okay.
But hold on.
It was a sorry but.
It
was a sorry but.
It's funny that you said that, because I was watching it's not sports related. There was something that a video popped up on my Twitter feed today, and someone was apologizing for something that had happened. And they said, I am sorry, I was wrong. And then it's like, pause. But people are blowing this out of proportion. And then it was a 2-minute video. A minute 50 of it was blaming everyone else for sensationalizing a horrific mistake. And I was just like,
my wife says I do this.
This is so 2020. You do sometimes.
My wife says I do this. And I know that you do it definitely Amy. There's no doubt in my mind.
I apologize, and then not telling me what my thought
you
process
made me do this.
Was.
I am sorry, but you made me do this.
No, I don't know what I did. I go, but what I was thinking, I try to explain myself, and I've gotten better at it because I'm like, you know, it doesn't help me.
Yeah.
But you know, it is one of those deals where you, dude, if you're gonna, Dylan, this will help you as well, because you're younger, but you're also in a blossoming relationship. You're not married yet. You're not engaged yet. That's to come probably next year when you go to the Eagles home opener or season opener. Because I know it'll be on a Thursday night. But there are so many times, especially in relationships, marriages or significant other relationships, where you just, you can't explain it right then. You just, and sometimes you never are allowed to explain it. You just have to fall on that sword all the way through. And then allow your partner to kind of like slowly pull it out so it really hurts. And then walk away as like a beaten.
You got to wait till their tension kind of goes down a little bit. And then like 2 days later, you can be like, well, what I was trying to say really in that moment was, this is how I feel. You know what I mean? But I didn't do a good job of expressing that. You know what I mean? So there you go. There's your relationship advice 101 today on the morning show.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. It's March, so Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this year. There's just nothing like betting in March. Breakdowns of every region and every game. From conference tournaments to the Final Horn, we'll have the picks and the plays on every single game. Cinderella spotlights, upset alerts, and some of that value for the last team standing. It's tourney time, so hunker down and bet the board with us. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, let's get to this Falcon news, because it's what everybody has kind of been waiting for. You asked a question about why we're just now hearing this news, and I think I gave an intelligent answer.
Well,
but
hang on.
Falcons have announced.
You gave an intelligent answer, but that really wasn't my. It wasn't an actual question. It was like a, man, why does it have to come out like
well,
this?
Well, because
why do we have to do this every single time?
So we all knew that the team restructured Jake Matthews' contract. They extended him, is what I should say. They actually extended Jake Matthews, and it cleared up $8.5 million of cap space. I've actually known that number for a while. I think I've said that number before, because I was told that number. I asked, and I was told by someone in the know. But they've also announced that basically with Chris Lindstrom and A.J. Terrell, they converted salary into bonuses. A.J. Terrell had $12.5 million of his salary was converted into a bonus. That saved $10 million, and Chris Lindstrom had $12.5 million of his salary converted into a bonus, also saving the team $10 million. So the team saved $28.5 million with all three moves combined, not counting the Grady Jarrett money. That's going to total around $12 million. I believe 11.9 to be exact.
Yes.
So for those of you doing accounting, the rookie class will cost them somewhere between 6 to 9 from my calculations, maybe a little bit less since they only have a first, second, fourth, I believe, and then 2 7s.
Spotrac put out their figure for what they believe the Falcons will need for their current draft picks if they stayed where they're at, and it was 5.4. So you're right there in the ballpark. Yeah, 5.4 million. And granted, most of that's your first and second rounder, right? So and when you look and you push it back to the 2 7th rounders, you don't even know. Like, you don't even know. The 7th rounders, you don't even know if they're going to be on the roster, right? So you kind of push that figure around, you can bump it. I would be shocked, given everything we know, if the Falcons stayed with the 5 picks they have. I think they're going to do everything in their power, everything possible, to be able to move things around and find other draft picks somewhere in the draft. I don't know if it'll be the first round or dropping back, but somewhere in the draft, and the first rounder is the one with the most value.
I could see them trying to do something, including maybe tinkering with a pick next year to get – 2 second-round picks. I could see that. And the reason I think that is I don't disagree with the fact that they might try to trade back in the first round this year and then find their way with a Walter Nolan or a Mike Green or, J.Day Barron or Will Johnson or you know, even maybe Malachi Starks or Nick Emenwari. But I think that's kind of where part of it goes. So I don't disagree with that. But still, even if that, let's just say they traded their fourth and a next year's third to get back in the second round. I don't know what it's going to cost. I'm just throwing out picks, right? I still don't think that that number is going to be too much over 5.4. I think, and then it might be like 6.4. Might be $1 million difference at the most.
Right, and you're still messing around with $6 million of space as it sits right now.